meeting to order. This is a meeting of the State of Arizona Board of Psychologists Examiners Legislative Committee. It is Monday, February 25th, 2019, and it is 8:33. Let's have a roll call, please.
Yes, Dr. Bohansky?
Present.
Dr. Brundage?
Present.
Dr. Davy?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. We'll move to agenda item number 3, approval of the minutes. These would be the minutes from our meeting on November 16th of 2018 in regular session. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion for approval.
Is there a second?
I will second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion has passed. The minutes of November 16th are approved. We'd now like a brief review, discussion, and consideration and update regarding HB 2579. Ms. Jones, can you give us an update, please?
Sure. House Bill 2579 did not get a hearing in the House Health Committee or in Regulatory Affairs. I have not located any strikers that's carrying the language, so it appears to be, at least I hope, it is dead for this session. If I hear anything further, I will certainly let you know. Thank you.
Excellent. I know we've spent some time. Several of us have had multiple meetings and tried to encourage the activity that you have heard, but I think we have to monitor it very closely based upon history of this organization and history within the past legislative session. So we'll keep our eyes open. Moving then to agenda item number 5, review, discussion, and consideration of proposed response to the draft sunset audit report. Please note the board may vote to go into executive session on any item on the agenda pursuant to ARS 38-431-03-A2 to review confidential records, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is confidential by state or federal law, and or ARS 38-431-03-A3 to receive confidential legal advice from the board's attorney. Ms. Jones, could you please summarize our response to our sunset report?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I've provided, and I apologize for the constant revising, but we had a conversation with the auditor.
Should we go into executive session? Because it's all confidential. There was no motion.
Do you want, even though we're, discuss it in general, not specified findings.
Okay.
So I'm not going to talk about the specified findings because then we'd have to go into executive session. But we did meet with the Auditor General representatives, well, two of them last Wednesday, and had a long discussion about some of my concerns. And Heather met with them also. And so I've gone through each and one of their findings, and I'm not objecting to the findings. We're just I've noted that we would agree to it and implement it if possible. Some of the issues I'm not sure are going to be possible to implement because it's just too early to tell. So if you all have any concerns, I was hoping we could just go through them and you could outline them and then I could go back and revise it again.
Okay, thank you. This has been a substantial effort, and I know that these people have been literally heavily entrenched within our offices for damn near a year, looking at everything. My first thought was the tone of their report was less than strength-based, which is kind of the nomenclature in the field these days. I have reviewed the response, and I'm in agreement with those areas outlined by our executive team here. Others have any comments?
Dr. Bohansky?
Yes, Dr. Brundage.
Yes, I too had concerns over the items that were identified. I think that Ms. Jones did a very professional and accurate job of trying to respond and providing additional information to expand the knowledge of the Auditor General. I am concerned on some of these recommendations, absolutely, and others that they seem to continue to focus on, I really question how significant they are. So anyway, I think Ms. Jones' response has been very, very professional. I am looking at the draft that was recently sent out, I believe, on Friday, and I think that it clearly illustrates the, to clarify what we have tried to convey to them as to some of their concerns. That's all.
Thank you. I make a comment that in my review of the draft report, I found an area that I'd actually, at the thinking strengths base, I'd like noted to them. And that's to recognize that a substantial number of members of this board turn back in hours that they could be billing or being reimbursed for. And while it's a token reimbursement that members of boards get, still in all, a good number of the people on this board have chosen to never turn in an hour of claim reimbursement, have chosen, even though approved to attend conferences, have chosen not to get reimbursed for their own expenses, and essentially are true volunteers. And I know we track the number of hours, and that must, at the end of a year or a sunset review period, result in a significant savings to the state of Arizona. And I'd like some acknowledgement in their review of that.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I will add that, if it, with your approval, to the portion that talks about reviewing revenue.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to that among committee members?
No, I would support that wholeheartedly.
Excellent. My understanding, Ms. Jones, is this goes back and forth in draft form and what have you several times here in the near future?
So the next process is we have to get this to them tomorrow. And then we have a meeting scheduled with them on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, which was the last day of the 10-day deadline. At that point, we have a discussion with them. If you or any of the committee would like to attend that meeting, I would be more than happy to have you join us. You could certainly call in, or you could come in person, whichever you'd prefer.
And what's the time and date of that?
1:30 on Wednesday here in our office. And then we discuss it with them at that time. Then they go back, review what we've discussed with them as well as our responses. They come back with a revised report, I believe within a week, and then we have 5 days to respond to that. And that's the final, that's the final final.
So we could at that point, within that 5-day period, have a need to call a quick meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I just want folks to be aware of that. Should you get a an out call for a quick meeting to provide any additional guidance? Very good. Is there anything else on this issue, Ms. Jones?
Mr. Chairman, all I have is I did do a letter to the Auditor General outlining some problems. I found some typos that I need to go back and fix, but I hope that everybody had a chance to look at that also.
Yes, they did.
Okay. And if you have any...
Are there any? Okay, that was really what I was referring to on your second page under item number 12, which is noted as page 29, in which I think you nicely note what cost expenditures actually are, but I also want to note what cost savings are.
Okay, great. I will add that.
Thank you. Is there anything else on this issue from any committee members?
No.
Hearing none, I would then move on to agenda item number 6, review and discussion consideration of future agenda items. Are there any items we would like to add on to our agenda? Or Ms. Jones, are there any bills that should be brought to our attention that are working their way through the current session that would impact upon the safe practice of psychology that you're aware of?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, the bill allowing the reciprocity of licensure from other states with is moving forward, and I will continue to monitor that, and I will put it on a specific agenda.
Okay, thank you. Are there other issues? Hearing none, I will move on to agenda item number 7, which is adjournment. Thanking everyone for taking the time this morning from busy schedules and from a fresh snowpack, and ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for attending the meeting of the State of Arizona Board of Psychologists Examiners Legislative Committee as closed.
Thank you.
Thank you.